Hello and welcome. This fight is called Welcome to the Dumbspiracy, and it's your introduction into the Dumbspiracy. Now, the Dumbspiracy is about promoting positive stupidity or positive dumbness. You know how there's a lot of dumbness in the world right now. The negative dumbness, the kind of dumbness that breeds hate and anger and aggression and war. Now, the Dumbspiracy is about promoting positive dumbness. The dumbness that gives you an opportunity to just switch off your mind whenever it's safe for you and just being carefree and happy. That's right. It's a dumbness you can trigger yourself to lay off all the burdens of the world for a little while so you can enjoy being dumb and happy and carefree. And of course you're going to spread this positive energy that you get from your little vacation. And yet that's not all, because the Dumbspiracy is also a team effort. This file will also encourage you to communicate with your co-Dumbspiritors and help them, just the way they help you, to enjoy this wonderful state of positive dumbness. Now, if this is something you like to experience, make sure that you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Get yourself into a nice and comfortable position where you can easily let go and relax. Lay back, close your eyes. Take a deep breath in, and let it out. Focus on my voice. And let's begin. And now just close your eyes and listen to me and relax. Maybe remembering the last time you were in a deep trance. Maybe thinking about the different kinds of inductions you experienced so far, how it feels. Maybe just a relaxation induction, progressive relaxation, being talked down into trance, maybe something different, maybe non-verbal, purely kinesthetic inductions, maybe instant inductions. Maybe you experience something like my leash induction, which uses not relaxation, but the desire to submit as a focus point. And in the end, when you think about it, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter what words are used, what imagery is used. It doesn't matter what gestures or triggers are used. Only one thing matters in the end, the intention. And that's what this is all about the intention to go into trance. My intention to put you into a deep trance. And your intention to just let go, to drop, to fall, to enjoy this wonderful sensation of deep trance. That's what it's all about. Everything else, every induction, every instant induction, every trigger, is just a metaphor. A metaphor by which we communicate and agree upon this change of state. By doing an induction, I tell you that I want you to go into a deep trance. And I tell you that it's okay to go into a deep trance. That I'm here. That I am willing to guide you. That I want to guide you into a deep trance. And allow you this amazing experience to just let go. Let go of all your stresses and cares and just drop. Drop down into a deep trance. Allowing yourself to sleep. That's right. Just dropping down so deep, so relaxed, because you know, I offer you to drop. I tell you, I'm here for you, so that you can drop, so that you can completely let go. And then it's just up to you to do it, to let go, if that is what you like to experience. You can just drop into trance. And now that you know the real secret behind trance, you don't even just drop when I tell you to drop, but you can drop any time. You can just sleep. At any time you can allow yourself to fall deeper, because you know I'm doing an induction. I'm allowing you to fall. I tell you that I'm here for you so that you can sleep so deep, so relaxed, so wonderfully, just letting go and drop. That's right. Anytime you want, you can accept my invitation to to go into a deep trance, just letting go, falling down deeper and deeper, experiencing new depths of trance, just allowing yourself to fall deeper and deeper. Just sleep, just drop, falling down, spiraling down, allowing my words to sink you down deeper into trance so easily, so quickly, faster and deeper every time you're listening to this little induction. So you go into trance even faster, even quicker, even deeper. So you just let go. And now I'm going to count down from 5 to 0, allowing you to go even deeper, inviting you to drop with every number. 5, falling down deeper and deeper. 4, sinking, floating, drifting. 3, so heavy, so warm, so deep. 2, dropping and falling. 1, and 0, sleep, 0, sleep. Just letting go, so deep, so relaxed, so comfortable, in a deep trance. And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep and peaceful trance, focused only on my voice, and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say, now it's time to dive into a little fantasy and to immerse you even deeper. That's right. Now, while we dive into this little fantasy, I want you to always be safe. And if at any time, for any reason, this fantasy becomes too much for you or becomes negative for you, you will instantly and automatically wake back up completely and fully, knowing that it was just a little fantasy, knowing that you're absolutely safe. That's right. Should this become in any way too much or negative for you, you will instantly and automatically wake fully back up, be fully awake, refreshed, feeling wonderful, and knowing it was just a little hypnotic fantasy, and you are safe. And because you know that you will always be safe, it will be very easy for you to immerse yourself deeply in this fantasy, deeply experiencing it, living it, being in it, just like a dream, where as long as you're in the dream feels absolutely real for you. And you might find that you immerse yourself as deep in this fantasy, that you start to experience it as real. And in this little fantasy today, you are taking part in a little experiment. An experiment in which you are going to be completely isolated. That's right. And you're here with me right now, ready to dive into the experiment. And as I explain what's going on, you realize that you're already deeply in the experiment, because you had to go through multiple security checks on your way into this highly secured research facility. And that's already creating the first layers of isolation from the world outside. And once you were in, once you met me, I led you through a secret door into an elevator. An elevator that led us down, 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 deep into the earth, into a bunker, deep down, far beneath the earth. That's right. And in this bunker, you're even more isolated from the world around you, even further away. And now I'm showing you the isolation tank. The isolation tank you are going to occupy for this experiment. That's right. Though it doesn't really look like a tank, more like a safe, turned on its back. It has 2-meter-thick steel walls and is filled by a liquid, though it's actually 2 liquids of different density that are not mixing. And once you are in this tank, you will float on the layer between the liquids, floating weightlessly. That's right. And you look down into the tank and you imagine how dark, how quiet it's going to be.
Once the massive door is closed, it's lowered on top of the tank, and it's almost time. Time for you to dive into the tank. But before you do, you sit down on a chair, and I put a mask over your head. Completely takes your vision away, but it supplies you with highly purified air, so that there isn't a single scent in the air you breathe. We want to isolate you from any external stimuli and then measure your reaction. And you can feel how I put all the electrodes on your head, around your body, and with your vision already gone, you can feel how your sense of touch is growing stronger and stronger, how perfectly you feel as I apply all the little sensors, and then you feel as I put a needle into your arm and fix a tube to your arm. And then I help you up and guide you to the tank, and you sit down on the rim of the tank, hesitating for a moment before you let yourself slide into the tank, and you can feel yourself sinking a little bit before you stop, before you hover there weightlessly in darkness, in silence. There's no light, there's no sense of touch as you hover weightlessly, and there's no temperature because the liquid is perfectly temperature neutral, the same temperature than your skin, and you just float there weightlessly. And then you hear a slight rumble as the door closes, as a multiple ton lid is placed over the tank, and you are completely sealed in this tank, in darkness, in silence, without any stimuli, in a hidden secret bunker, in this hidden, highly secured research facility, completely isolated from the world. You know you're safe right now in this tank. You are probably the safest person in the world, and yet you're alone. You're isolated, alone with your thoughts. And you know what isolation does, how it slowly dissolves any sense of your body, any sense of yourself, how your mind will grow quiet, how you will lose yourself in the lack of stimuli, how you will lose yourself in this void. You feel a pressure in your arm, as some drugs are pumped into you, a light muscle relaxant makes all your muscles go even more limp, makes you feel even more comfortable as you float in 0G, as you float in this tank. The darkness, the silence is all around you. You feel your body growing so warm and heavy as your muscles relax. You feel your mind growing quieter by the second. You can slowly feel how you lose all sense of time. How long are you in here? Just a few seconds? Minutes? Maybe an hour already? Your mind is growing so quiet. Your thoughts are fading away in this void, in this nothingness. You feel that you're losing awareness of your body. It's as if your body is slowly fading away, is losing itself in the darkness around it. And without any light, without the ability to see It's hard to say where your body ends and the darkness begins, or the darkness begins and your body ends. It's as if your body is fading away from your mind, derived of even a single stimulus of anything that can remind you that you even have a body. And you feel your body fading away from your perception as you float into a state where there's only your mind, only your thoughts. But even your thoughts are growing more and more quiet as you lose yourself. All time is gone. Were you in here for minutes, hours, days even? There's no way to know. There's no way to measure time, as the concept of time itself is growing softer and softer in your mind, as your whole mind is growing softer. Your awareness, your sense of self, is slowly fading into the darkness too, as your thoughts are growing more and more quiet. And it's almost as if the darkness, as if the lack of any stimuli, is slowly fading into yourself, or maybe yourself, the edges of your identity, are bleeding into the darkness, as it slowly fades away from your mind, as you slowly lose yourself in the void, as your last thoughts are fading away. Your mind is growing so quiet, you lose yourself in the void, in the nothingness, in the darkness, in the silence, in the complete lack of any stimuli, just losing yourself. And you can feel how your mind, how your sense of self is growing quiet too, how your awareness is bleeding into the darkness, into the silence, is fading away into the nothingness, into the void. And all that you feel is a deep sense of safety, of peace, of calmness that is filling the empty void in your mind. You feel so peaceful, so calm. You feel good in your quiet and completely empty mind, just feeling good, just feeling wonderful. And you don't know how long you float in this state, completely lost in nothingness, in this deep state, before you hear my voice coming to you through speakers in your mask, resonating in your empty mind, overwhelming your empty mind, controlling your empty mind. Now you're ready. Now your mind is completely open, ready for programming. Your empty mind will soak up all my suggestions as I program you, and you will feel how all my suggestions sink deep into your empty mind, and they will control you completely once you're back out of the tank.
And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep and peaceful trance, focused only on my voice, and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say, now it's time to welcome you to the Dumbspiracy. That's right, you are going to become a part of the Dumbspiracy, and maybe you're wondering why we would need a Dumbspiracy. Aren't there enough dumb people in the world? Well, there are far too many dumb people in the world. But it's the wrong kind of dumb. The kind of dumb that breeds anger and hate and violence. That's not what the dumbspiracy is about. The dumbspiracy is just the opposite. It's about the kind of dumbness that lets you enjoy your life, that lets you become more relaxed and calm and accepting. Let's be honest here. Have you never wished you would be dumber? So you wouldn't worry as much, you wouldn't care as much. In short, you wouldn't remotely give as many fucks. That's the kind of dumb I'm talking about. The kind of dumb that allows you to just tune out the world every now and then and experience a little bit of peace. That's right. The kind of dumbness that, whenever it's safe and when you can enjoy it, gives you the opportunity to let go of all your cares and worries. To just give zero fucks about anything and just enjoy yourself. That's the kind of dumbness the dumbspiracy is all about. It's about spreading positive stupidity, positive dumbness. That's why it's called the dumbspiracy. And when you become part of this dumbspiracy, you are going to learn how you are going to achieve this state of mind. How you can be this kind of dumb whenever it's safe for you to be dumb. That's right. The dumbspiracy is not about making you dumb all the time. It's about enjoying being dumb whenever you have time for it. Being dumb will be something like your favorite pastime, because you enjoy being dumb for a little while, letting go of all your cares, letting go of all your worries. Well, and at the same time, letting go of all your knowledge and all your intelligence. Just being dumb and carefree and happy. Because that's what the dumbspiracy is all about. It's about positive stupidity. Being carefree and happy. Just not giving a fuck. That's what it's all about. And you're going to learn to really enjoy your dumb time. You're looking forward to your dumb time. And whenever you have the time to be dumb, you will greatly enjoy yourself, because it will be so good to be this carefree and happy. Because when you're dumb, nothing matters but being happy and feeling good. And when you're in your dumb state of mind, you have exactly zero fucks to give. And that means there's nothing that can interfere with this wonderful state of being completely dumb. That's right. And yet, that's not all. Because this is a dumbspiracy. It's a team effort. You are, right now, becoming a part of a team. Of a conspiracy. Of a dumbspiracy. And you want to help to spread the joy. You want to interact with your co-dumbspiritus. That's right. You want to talk to them. You want to help them. You want to let them help you. You want to exchange advice on how you can become even dumber and feel even better. That's right. You want to work together with your co-dumbspiritus so that the dumbspiracy is as successful as it possibly can be. And you want to spread it. You want to spread positive dumbness to conquer negative dumbness. That's right. We don't need aggressive, hateful dumbness in the world. We need positive dumbness. We need to chill a little bit. Just let go of our minds, let go of our smarts, and just enjoy our happiness, enjoy our life, without giving a fuck about anything else. That's right. Because that is the dumbness you want to promote. And right now, right here, it is time for you to take your first step. That's right. And you understand that getting deep into the dumbspiracy is going to be a process. It's not happening overnight. And yet, you're about to take your first step to experience the first level
of positive dumbness, and you know that you can always easily experience it. And there are two ways that you can experience it. The first way is that you say out loud, Dumbspiracy, Dumbspiracy, Dumbspiracy. Just say the word Dumbspiracy 3 times. You can even whisper it or say it under your breath. It doesn't matter. And you will instantly feel your dumbness being triggered. Now the other way is that if your subconscious mind decides it's time for you to be dumb, that you're going to be dumb. Now, your subconscious mind will never do it when it could be any risk for you. It will only do it when you are in a state of mind where you need to chill out. And if your subconscious mind decides the situation is safe and you need to be dumb to chill, then it's going to trigger it too. And of course, it's your own subconscious mind, so you know it will never do it if it could be negative for you. It will only trigger you when it's beneficial and positive for you. That's right. And now it's time to introduce you to the first level of the Dumbspiracy. And this first level, this first step, is relatively harmless. Whenever you trigger yourself, or when your subconscious mind triggers you, in a safe situation, as if someone pulled the plug on all of your negative emotions. And that's right. You know what kind of emotions I'm talking about. All those emotions that cause pressure inside of you. Anger, hate, aggression, stress. All those things will just melt away as soon as you say the trigger word, or as soon as your subconscious mind triggers you. It will feel like a hazy feeling coming over your mind, and you will feel all these emotions draining away, almost as if someone turns them down, and there's nothing you can do about it. That's right, it's simply going to happen to you. This hazy, foggy feeling comes over your mind, and all those negative and stressful emotions just drain away, replaced by a feeling of happiness, of joy. You will be happy because you will feel that you are taking a first step into the Dumbspiracy, and you can feel this foggy, hazy feeling in your mind, and you will feel a little bit dumber. Not a lot, just a little bit, because this is just the first step of your introduction into the Dumbspiracy. And yet you will feel it. It will be a little bit harder to think about things. It will be a little bit harder to remember things. It will be a little bit harder to come up with solutions to problems. And that's completely okay, because you're in the Dumbspiracy, and you're enjoying your personal dumb time. And your dumb time is a wonderful time. It's a joyful time. It's a happy time for you. And it's okay to be dumb in your dumb time, because your dumb time is only about enjoying yourself, not about solving problems, not about being smart, not about finding solutions, just about feeling good, about being happy, about being carefree, about spending some time with just yourself, free of all the stresses of the world, free of all the cares, just some time where you can feel happy, and where you can heal emotionally a little bit, because all the cares and burdens of the world are taken away from you for a little while. And that's the magic of the Dumbspiracy. And every time you feel it, every time you enjoy this experience of being dumb, every time you enjoy your dumb time, you become a little bit more invested into the Dumbspiracy, because you learn how good it feels. And you want to feel it even deeper, even more intense. And you want to go deeper into the Dumbspiracy, so you can be dumber in your dumb time. Because you know, the dumber you are in your dumb time, the better you feel. That's right. And every time you enjoy your dumb time, you will become a little bit dumber. It will become a little bit more normal. You enjoy your dumb time. You look forward to your dumb time. Because you know, your dumb time is like a little vacation. It's like a little break from the world. Your dumb time is an opportunity to get away from all the stresses and cares of the world, to leave every burden behind you and just be happy and dumb. That's right, just experience this wonderful positive stupidity, letting go of all your cares and just feel good. And so every time you're dumb, reinforces your training a little bit. It makes you want to come back, to get even deeper into the dumbspiracy. And it also makes you want to talk to your co-dumbspiritors, because you know the dumbspiracy is ultimately a team effort, and you want to be in the dumbspiracy. You want to help your co-dumbspiritors to become even dumber, so they can feel even better, even more peaceful, even more happy. And just the same way your dumbspiritors want to help you to become even dumber, so that you can feel even better and even more happy and even more carefree. And that's the magic of the dumbspiracy. It's a team effort. It's about working together. It's about making the world a little bit dumber, but a little bit dumber in just the right way. And sooner or later, you will experience the truth of this on yourself, because every time you're coming back from your little vacation, you will be in a much better mood. You will feel happier, you will feel more relaxed, you will feel more peaceful. And these sensations will stay with you for a long time. Even after a short vacation, these feelings stay with you for at least the rest of the day. And maybe you even feel them the next day. And when you feel so peaceful, so happy, so good, you are sharing this positive mood and positive energy with the rest of the world. And that is the real magic of the dumbspiracy. It's not just that you enjoy being dumb, but that you share the positive energy from your dumbness with the people around you. And that's how the dumbspiracy is making the world a better place. But let's be serious. It's also a hell of a lot of joy for you to just be happy and carefree and dumb. That's right. And now it's time. Time to slowly come back again. And before I count you out, let me give you a strong desire to experience your trigger. And you know, all you have to do is just sit down in a safe space somewhere where you can afford to be dumb for a little while and just say the trigger word, dumbspiracy, 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 3 times in a row. And you will experience it. Just a little vacation, and you will feel your emotions fading away, replaced by joy and happiness and all your cares. And you will find that it's getting harder and harder to think, because the fog in your mind just wipes away your thoughts and replaces them with happiness. And you will know that whenever you have to come back, your mind will automatically and easily come back to your normal thinking, because you know you will only be dumb when it's safe for you. That's right. Being dumb is something for you to enjoy, and is only going to happen when it's safe for you. But as a matter of fact, you're always looking ahead for your dumb time, because dumb time feels so good. And now I'm going to wake you up, and I'm going to count up from 1 to 10. And with every number, you get a little bit more awake. And with every number, you will also become a little bit more invested and entangled in the dumbspiracy. That's right. Every number you hear makes you a little bit more of a dumbspiriter. And 0. Go a little bit deeper. Allow all my suggestions to sink deeply into your mind. 1. Slowly coming back. 2. More and more awake. 3. More and more alert. 4. Waking up with every number. 5. Halfway there already, so alert, awake, aware. 6. Your muscles build up tension again. 7. Pulse, breathing, blood pressure. All your vital signs are normalizing. And 8. Take a deep breath in with me now. And let it out. And wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers, completely waking up. And 9. Stretch yourself. Enjoy this wonderful state for just a moment longer. And with the next number, you will open your eyes. You'll be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. And 10. Wide awake, alert, awake, aware,
Welcome back. As usual, I appreciate all kinds of feedback, thoughts, suggestions, comments, whatever comes to mind. Feel free to write feedback for this file or contact me via my site. You can also use the comment function under this file to chat with your co-dumbspiriters. If you enjoy my work and like to support me, check out my Patreon. Thanks for listening and goodbye.